Cherries in the spring, long walks on nights, green tea, ice cream. That's Linda Diaz, who won this year's Tiny Desk Contest. But imagine being a judge for NPR Music with some 6,000 entries from across the country. How do you choose? Well, over the next couple of months on Weekend Edition, we'll highlight a few standout entries. One of those entries is from Lauren Elise. This is her song, Peaks and Valleys. Gorgeous. Lauren Elise joins us now from Cincinnati. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I understand this song came to you several years ago when you were first trying to launch a musical career. What happened?
To be frank, I popped up pregnant. I had just moved to New York City post-graduation. I was about 2.5 years in, and I was faced with a lot of tough decisions. That song was kind of born out of that.
Peaks and valleys. I mean, are those the sort of highs and lows of that decision and just, you know, life in general?
Absolutely. I believe that the song began with that situation, but it's become a sort of ode to all of the peaks and valleys in my life and different aspects and experiences. And I think that it speaks to the peaks and valleys in the lives of others as well. You know, we need the sunshine and the rain to grow. That's my favorite saying right there. And I think that that song is where I find a lot of strength, you know?
Well, especially now, right? There's a meme going around, people talking about the Corona coaster. One day you're sort of happily baking banana bread, and then the next day you're crying into a bottle of gin at breakfast. Not me. I choose vodka. Is that what Peaks and Valleys feels like to you these days?
Absolutely. That's so funny. I actually made a vegan banana bread a couple of weeks ago. And like the week after, I told myself, I'm going to do this once a week. The
right.
week after, I was like, nah, we got to go over to bourbon now. I'm getting stressed.
Yeah. But it's not only that. I remember, at the beginning of all this, I was like, I'm going to be doing yoga every day, meditation. And now it's like, oh my God, can I put on pants today?
It's a time. It's definitely a time. But I do think that it's tough, but we can find a lot of light and a lot of inspiration and a lot of growth.
You recorded this song in a Cincinnati coffee shop. Why was that space important to you?
Ooh, so Black Coffee is the name of the coffee shop. It's Black owned, and it is a cornerstone for our community here. It really has become a place where, whether you're corporate or creative, different people of different backgrounds, it was a gathering place. And even now, they're still pushing through to really connect with community and make sure people are taken care of in every way. And so that meant a lot to me. And for me, the culture, you know, I think it's so important to uplift our culture, to be able to celebrate it, because it's so important. It's been such a driving force for our peaks and our valleys as a community. So that space, it means a lot to me. It really does.
Racing my thoughts, I reveal my own heart into shame.
I'm a vocalist first. I'll start singing when I was 2 years old. It's very important for me to make sure that shines. So you see, I've got like 5 background singers, I think. Might be 6 of us that day. I think it's important to have vocalists that I love and that I'm moved by because there's a certain energy when you get a group of singers together. It's just an energy that you can't replicate. You can't make it up. Nine is when I think I joined the church choir, but I was too young, so I got kicked out. but I still kept singing. I taught myself to play the piano about 13, and then I picked up the guitar and taught myself that part of my life. My grandfather was a pastor, may he rest in peace, and he was sort of like a prince. He played everything. He was a vocalist, and I've always loved music. It's my second language.
What's your hope for the next peak in your career?
Where do you want to go with your music?
Oh, man. God willing, I'm internationally touring in the next few years. And my hope is really just that I can continue to create soul-stirring music that inspires people to do a little more than they did yesterday, to live a little more, to love a little more. I think that life, it's a journey that not everyone feels equipped to navigate. And I think that that's okay. I think we beat ourselves up about that. But I think that music is a beautiful guiding force. And I can only hope and pray that, you know, I can be an usher to some degree on a much larger scale. So hopefully I go platinum and sell some albums and tour after COVID, you know.
After COVID, that is a prayer for all of us.
Yes.
Lauren, Elise, you can see her Tiny Desk contest entry, Peaks and Valleys, on our website, npr.org. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a beautiful day.